Editor's Choice on ABC Local Radio.
Those who fancy colouring books, and lots of people do, here's a new one for you. A most unusual colouring book, the kind you never see. Crayons ready, very well, begin to colour.
Back in the 60s, Dusty Springfield singing there, My Colouring Book. Colouring books are back in fashion, but this time for adults, not kids. And at Sydney's Mossman Library, a group of women is coming together each month for colouring in classes, as you'll hear in this story from Amanda Ho from 702 ABC Sydney.
My name is Cynthia, and I enjoy colouring in because it relaxes me and it just frees your mind from the whatever I woke up with that morning. It just gives me peace of mind for the rest of the day. It makes you happy.
My name's Lindy. I've been colouring for a while. I also do art, but the colouring is relaxing, comforting. It's a comfort zone. There's no decision making. It's easy. I colour before I go to bed. I sleep better. It's very cocooning, slow, relaxed.
My name is Kathleen, and I decided to come along because I wanted to have some me time, and I love it because I can sit here, I can switch off completely, I don't have to think about things that should be done or things that I have to do, and I can create something.
I'm Jane Broadbear, and we're at Mossman Library, and we're at the Colouring in Between the Lines session held every month on a Thursday.
And Jane, why did you start this colouring in group here?
We started it because we were looking around for something to do for Adult Learners Week last year, and we covered all the tech stuff and all the e-book stuff, and we noticed that colouring books were at the top of the bestsellers list, and we thought, why not try a colouring in group for adults?
It's quite a fun concept, the idea of adults going back to the days of primary school and going back to colouring in. What benefits have you found have come out of colouring in as adults?
Well, I think for this group, it's mainly the conversation that goes on. We find out a little bit about each other on every session that we meet. Sometimes there's complete silence as we're concentrating on our colouring. But as you can hear in the background, there's a lot of talk that goes on too.
And therapeutic benefits?
Well, I think any time you get together with other people and chat and have a good relaxing time, it's good for you.
One of the things I read in your description was that being able to come together and do something like colouring in really helps sort of mental health and is sort of a calming activity. Can you expand on that a little bit more?
That's how we wanted to pitch it, but I think it's become more of a get-together. We've got a lady that's lost her husband to Alzheimer's disease, and the first session that she came to, she really poured her heart out and then felt terrible because she'd taken up all the space in the group by talking about her experience. But I think that was cathartic for her to talk to a group of strangers, and we were all asking her questions about how the disease progressed and what she did to help her husband and what happened in the end, and it was really quite good for her. So in that way it was very therapeutic. And I think any time you learn about other people is quite therapeutic for people, because you can then think, well, my life's not so bad, you know. Everyone has things in their life that they're trying to cope with.
And putting pencils to paper seems to be quite a good medium to allow people to get together and talk.
Exactly right, because as we were just saying, we can colour in and it can look terrible and it's only a piece of paper, so you can just throw it away. But if you were doing needlework, you'd have to unpick your row of needlework to get it to look good. So.
And what are the pictures that you're colouring in?
Well, we've taken some pictures out of a Bollywood colouring in book that someone brought in that you can just rip the pages out, and there's also a lot of Australian animals that we've been colouring in, and people are free to bring their own colouring books, so that's mainly what we've been concentrating on.